Blog Talk Radio.
All things are working for my good. Yeah, to lead intentional. Never failing. I know that all things are working for my good. Yeah, to lead intentional. Never failing, all things are
working for my good.
To be intentional, hey, and it's never failing. All things are working for my good. He's intentional.
Well, good morning and welcome to Monday. Thank God for another work week. It's the day he has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Well, it's almost Christmas, y'all. It's almost Christmas, and I am absolutely not prepared. This has come so fast. I am just not ready. So please pray for me. Lord, have mercy. We thank God for just great services on yesterday. What a blessing those services were. Thank God for the souls that y'all see. The souls, those of you who are members of our church. I know we have people on who are not members, but amen. Be it people just come to Jesus, which is so important to the life of building the kingdom and advancing the kingdom of Jesus Christ. And so grateful to God. Grateful to God for yesterday. Amen. To all of our ministries and leaders who do the stuff to make this happen. I want to thank you. Just so grateful to every single one of you for what you do. For what you do. Amen. Amen. We talked about fear yesterday. It was a conversation about fear, dealing with fear, making sure that fear does not grip us to the point that it holds hostage 2018, that it holds it hostage for us. We need to really be prepared and open our eyes, our mind, and our thoughts to what fear is doing to us, what it's keeping us from accomplishing, and what is keeping us from making happen, and what things that God has spoken to us, and we are not doing them because we are still functioning in fear. And so God wants us to move to the place of faith where we can put our energy, our time, and our effort into living by faith. For the word says that the just shall live by his faith. Amen. The just shall live by his faith. So if we want to walk up right before God, we've got to make sure that we are in a just place. And he says, if we are just, meaning upright before the Lord, then we will live by his faith. Amen. So we've got to turn this fear inside out, get out of the box that fear makes for us and puts us into. We discussed the fact that the word of God says that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, sound mind. I don't have a spirit of being timid there. I don't have a spirit of laziness. I don't have that. I have a spirit of accomplishment, a spirit that allows me to make things happen, even though I don't see how they're going to happen. Or guess what? Sometimes I just wonder, Lord, how are you going to make it happen? But no matter where I am in that, in my thought process, I am grateful to God that my faith is always intact. So even when I am thinking that something won't work, I am learning. I'm learning to stop in the middle of that thought and to just give God glory for the things that I believe that God is doing and already working on. And so I want to make sure that you find time to give God glory, to bless his holy and righteous name for the things that God is doing. Don't function in fear. Don't allow fear to box you in to the point that you cannot see what God is doing. You cannot comprehend it. Don't get to the point with fear that you are unable to really ascertain, pay attention to what God is doing in your life, because God is at work in your life. And I need you to really grasp that into your living, into your mind. The word of the Lord talks to us clearly about how we ought to be in this place of faith and how we ought not live and respond in panic. That's another word for fear in the New Testament. It's another word for fear, panic. He says in his word, the word of the Lord, says that you don't have a spirit of fear. It's not yours. The word of the Lord says that there is no fear in love. And that word fear there is panic. There is no panic in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Perfect love. Excuse me. Perfect love. There we go. perfect love, mature, fully developed, genuine love casts out panic. It causes panic to loose us. Panic cannot remain part of our existence when we are functioning in a perfect love. And so when we're looking for that perfect love, it's found in Jesus. That's where it's found. We find it in Jesus. And so when you want to live in that perfect love so you can cast out fear, then you've got to live in the love of Jesus Christ. Live in the love that Jesus has for us and the love that Jesus has given to us, because we don't have the Spirit, and there is no fear in love. And I want you to remember that for your relationships. I want you to remember it for everything, with relationship with people, relationship with God for certain. There is no fear. If you are in a love relationship and you find yourself functioning in fear, panic, in that relationship, the word of the Lord says there is no fear in love. So if that's your existence, then that's not love. That's not love. That's control. It's manipulation. It's fear mongering and fear controlling. But it is not love, because the word goes on to say that perfect love casts out fear. So if you're functioning in a place of panic, the antidote, the way to deal with that place of panic is perfect love. Genuine, tested love. So as you put to bed, you close out the whole idea of Jesus' love for you. And when you do that and you recognize that Jesus loves me, period, when you can say that, when you live in that place, then that understanding casts out fear. That understanding moves you to a different place and space, because it is that kind of love that will deal with fear. And so wherever you are, and whatever you feel like you are not moving on and trying to make happen because of fear, you need to step up to it. Open up your mouth. Speak life to that situation and not allow death to come there. You've got to speak life, because you've made a decision that you are not going backwards. You're not going to fall into the trap of the enemy. So the enemy can set the trap all he wants. He can do all the things that he wants to do. But if God be for me, who can be against me? It's important that you remember that you cannot respond to Satan as if Satan is God's equal. You've got to remember that. You've got to remember that. Because God has no equal. There is no equal in God. God stands by God's self. He's self-existent. He is omnipresent, omniscient. He knows all things from the beginning. He knows the end. And so understanding that, we recognize if we can live in that place of existence, then that kind of love will cast out fear. Fear. You want to get rid of the fear. You want to breathe out the fear and breathe in the faith, because God is doing something, and God is not going to allow fear to keep you and I from going where he's called us to go. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we are thankful, grateful to you for today, this Monday, and I pray in Jesus' name that as we go through this Monday, we will remember that you are with us. We will remember that you have opened doors for us. We will remember that we do not function in a spirit of fear. That's not what you've given us. That's not who you've called us to be. And so, Lord, we want to thank you and praise you that we are not what we did, and we are not what others say we are. We recognize that we have a tremendous opportunity to walk in the newness of life as it pertains to you. So, Lord, would you please bless us? Would you please open doors? Would you please minister to us? Would you please use us to make a difference in the world? Would you please, Lord God, use us to attract what we need to get where we're going? In the name of the Lord Jesus, God, we put all of our fear at your feet, and we say that your blessings on our life are rich, and they add no sorrow to them. Your blessings in our life are door openers. They are things that are happening that are making ways for us. We are grateful and thankful that you would use someone like us. Now, God, as we go through this week, I'm praying that you would bless this week. Hallow it in your hand. I'm praying, God, that you would make this week for every person on this call a week where we recognize that we are moving in our purpose. And so as we do this, God, help us to be in tune with your wishes for our life, to be in tune for the doors you're open, things you're doing. God, thank you. We bless your name. We magnify you and honor you because you are God all by yourself. We thank you for the great picture opportunities that you are making in our lives, the things that you are doing that we can see in our spirit. Thank you for the pictures of our future so that we can begin to work through where we are. Thank you, Lord. We give you this week. We say, have your way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, God bless you. Don't forget this Sunday, we'll be having, which is New Year's Eve, we'll be having one worship service at Spring Creek at 11 o'clock. At 11 o'clock, one worship service. So come join us. Be there with us as we worship the Lord together. God bless you. We love you.